listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told nothing left, no reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood! I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Demons to some, angels to others.
Channel 66.6 HM. Haunted Radio.
You know all about Santa Claus?
He brings presents to all good boys and girls.
Your daddy told you that, didn't he? Well, I tell you something. Santa Claus only brings presents to them that's been good all year. To the ones that ain't done nothing naughty. Naughty. All the other ones. All the naughty ones. He punishes. What about you, boy? You've been good all year? See Santa Claus tonight, you better run, boy. You better run for your life.
Hello and welcome to Channel 66.6 HM Haunted Radio for December 15th, 2010. This is the 158th edition of Haunted Radio, which is very proudly sponsored by and brought to you by Halloween Forum. Now, this edition of Haunted Radio, you can sit back and relax with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future, and the rotting corpse of Jacob Marley himself, as we enjoy the third week of our Cruel Yule celebration. On this week's edition, our demonic DJ is here to spin you around the vortex with a classic holiday hit from Twisted Sister. We are reviewing, as you just heard from that clip this week, we are reviewing as part of the Critic Carnival, Silent Night, Deadly Night. We have some news and DVD releases that you always come to expect from here at Haunted Radio. and tons of Halloween, or not Halloween. kind of wish it was Halloween as much as I love Christmas. Wish it were Halloween again, but we have tons of Christmas goodies on this week's edition of the show. So with that being said, hope you all are bundled in and enjoying the holiday season, especially those of you in the Midwest, like us here, and trapped under feet of snow. But with that being said, let's kick it off with this week's show with the Disc of the Dead, the upcoming horror DVD releases. The Disc of the Dead, the upcoming horror DVD releases, brought to you by Haunt Space. Now, there unfortunately are not that many releases, which you come to expect here being Christmas season. So there's not going to be that many releases for horror movies. Just to let you know, next week's edition, since again, next week's will be the last edition for a few, couple weeks. Of course, we take off the week after New Year's, or the week of New Year's. So next week's edition, we will give you 2 weeks worth of DVD review or DVD releases, so you're kept ahead of kept abroad of what's being released. So for this week's Disc of the Dead, being released on December 21st, will be Devil and Dismal, and that wrap up this edition of the Disc of the Dead, the upcoming horror DVD releases, brought to you by Haunt Space, the social network for hardcore haunters, at hauntspace.com.
Graveyard Gazette, the latest news in horror entertainment, brought to you by Deadly Intentions Haunted Attraction.
And here we are at the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment, brought to you by the Deadland Haunted House. Begin with news on the Midwest Haunters Convention. While it is still early in the planning stages for MHC 2011, they have opened up ticket sales, because last year so many people wanted to give or get MHC for Christmas. Here is your chance. What you can expect out of MHC 2011 is that it will be bigger and better. They have already had some awesome classes lined up for some of your favorite speakers. The Masquerade Party will be the best yet. They are taking what worked and making it better, at the same time fixing some issues from last year. They're working hard on maintaining the reputation as having the party of the year. MHC 2011 will be June 4th through the 5th in Columbus, Ohio. For more information, go to MidwestHauntersConvention.com. You can also click the banner on our main page or on our link section. And fans of Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State Penitentiary, have you ever captured bizarre or mysterious visuals while touring ESP? The Sci-Fi Channel is looking for videos and photos of supernatural occurrences at Eastern State Penitentiary to be used for a possible feature on their hit paranormal series, Fact or Faked. What are they looking for? The show is more interested in videos, but will look into photos as long as there is something unusual going on. What they will do with the footage? The show's team of paranormal experts will analyze the footage and determine whether this is a real phenomenon or whether something could possibly have been manipulated or faked. The show's license is non-exclusive, meaning that you will keep your photo or video and give written permission to Sci-Fi to use your materials on their show. You can contact Sean Beeson, or Benson, at shaunbaseprods@gmail.com as soon as possible, and be sure to include Eastern State Penitentiary in the subject line. He will then direct you to a YouTube account where you can upload your video. Please do not attach your video to the body of the email. More information, go to easternstate.org. And while we're on the subject of Sci-Fi Channel, their hit reality scare show Scare Tactics, which is a huge favorite of mine, They will be running a Scarathon January 27th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And staying with TV series, The Walking Dead, the hit series which has had unbelievably incredibly huge numbers. Well, The Walking Dead, as we mentioned last week, will be released by Anchor Band DVD and Blu-ray. The pre-order is at Amazon right now. DVD and Blu-ray, the release date is set for March 8th, 2011. In a recent interview also, the series director Frank Darabont has said that Season 2 will debut on Halloween next year. Unfortunately, a long wait for us Walking Dead fans, but at least we don't have to wait too drastically long for the DVD set. Also, fans of the Alien films, the new Alien film series reboot, which is going to be titled Alien Paradise. It was just recently announced. Also, some DVD news. The film My Soul to Take has been announced that it will hit Blu-ray and DVD on February 8th. And also the week before that, February 1st, will be the release date on DVD and Blu-ray for Hatchet 2. And Saw 3D, it will be hitting DVD and Blu-ray January 25th under the new name Saw the Final Chapter. It will be dropping the 3D from the title and dropping the 3D altogether, as this will be released on just regular edition without 3D. And that wraps up this edition of the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment, brought to you by the Deadland Haunted House.
In a world where Bluckies get corpsed and trash cans get traumatized. In a world where skulls talk and Halloween is 365 days a year. HalloweenForum.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please step right up and join us under the big top as we present to you the Critic Carnival.
Brought to you by the Motor City Horror Club.
Before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Critic Carnival, sponsored by the Motor City Horror Club. You can find them at their website at mchc60.50webs.com. And check them out now as they have started their Holidays of Horror celebration. In this week's edition, we are reviewing the film Silent Night, Deadly Night. The film was released in 1984 and was 79 minutes long. It was directed by Charles E. Sellier Jr. Michael Kamey Paul Kamey and Michael Hickey wrote the film. The film starred Leslie Chauvin and Gilmer McCormick. Now, if you have not seen nor heard of this film, you were born yesterday, unfortunately. This film is a huge hit among horror fans. Basically, if you haven't seen it, the film revolves around this boy who witnesses his father get killed and mother raped and murdered by a man in a Santa suit. After years of physical and mental abuse from an orphanage, he is hired as a department store Santa. Once he puts on a Santa suit, it sets him off on a murder killing spree. And that's basically the story. The reason for its notoriety is the fact that when it was released, due to its marketing campaign, several mothers petitioned TriStar to pull the film from theaters, to pull the TV ads, marketing campaign, the newspaper ads, which all revolved around Santa going around killing everyone. Eventually they won, but later on, due to the VHS boom, VCR boom of the late 80s, the film received a cult following, and to this day is a widely popular film among horror fans. Now, it's pretty tough to get a copy unless you're willing to pay. I still have to try to find a copy for myself. Cheapest I find it is like $50 at least, so it's kind of hard to find. But, through Netflix, Blockbuster, whatever, if you can get a copy to check out, I definitely recommend checking out. It's, as someone like me who's a huge slasher film fan, it fits right in. It's a great slasher with the mix of the holidays thrown in. Definitely worth checking out. So, for the film Silent Night, Deadly Night, out of 5 slashes, I will give it 4.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Coming next time to Critic Carnival.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm very
Who are you? For God's sake, what are you doing?
Who is it?
I'm going to kill you.
Please answer me!
I didn't get him.
It's me, Billy.
Well, it's the holiday season, and Santa is checking his list to see who is naughty or nice, and I'm kind of feeling guilty, so I wrote a song.
So many presents. So little time. Santa won't be coming by my house this year. 'Cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, Mama made it perfectly clear. Santa don't like bad boys. Especially Jewish ones. Knickknack and Lego blocks are what I desire. So why'd I have to set the pizza guy's hair on fire? I told him I was sorry. I'm a liar. So no toys for me. I don't deserve them. I couldn't wait for a big wheel as the holiday neared. But then I told my grandma that she had a beard. Dear Santa, I know what my problem is. Why I can't be good. It's a fear of intimacy. You see, my whole life, whenever I've met someone really great like you, and I keep feeling I'm getting too close to them, something inside me makes me want to screw it up. So in a weird way, the reason I'm so bad is because I love you so much, Santa. Rock'em sock'em robot is what I was hoping for. But then I made a death threat to Vice President Gore.
Oh, Santa won't be knocking on my door, 'cause she's a big fat whore.
What made me say that? Shoots and ladders would be so good indeed. So why'd I have to sell that cop a bag of weed? So Santa, please give me my easy bake oven. I swear I thought billy goats were made for loving. So Santa, won't you accept my apologies? Santa, can't you see? I'm begging you, please. Oh, Santa, next year I'll do you right. Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
It is now time to get your music fix on. As you enter and take a spin around the vortex. Welcome to the vortex. I am your demonic DJ, Ian Sane. Tonight, I bring you the holiday hit from Dee Snider, from Captain Howdy himself. Here is Twisted Sister with O Come All Ye Faithful.
Sing wise of angels.
right, and that'll wrap up this edition of Channel 66 6HM Haunted Radio. We invite you to tune in next week, December 22nd, as we have one huge show for you. It is our yearly tradition here. Those of you who know us here at Haunted Radio, you know what's coming on Wretched Radio next week. We always have our yearly Wretched Radio presented by The Freak. We're not going to say what it is, you know. So those of you who follow the show, you know what it is, what's coming. The Vortex next week will be our annual tradition show before Christmas. We always play The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic, so you can look forward to that. Next week's edition, we'll be reviewing Black Christmas, the original. Next week's edition of the Critic Carnival, of course, all the news and DVD releases you come to expect from us here at Haunted Radio for next week, for December 22nd. In the meantime, you can leave a Christmas shout-out for anyone you want at 206-279-2111. We'll air it on the show. You can also reach us via email at hauntedradio@hauntmail.com. You can check out our MySpace, Facebook, Haunt Space pages, our Bloody Blog, our YouTube channel. And also, we are counting down the days till our Cruel Yule store is closed. You can check the banner, click the underneath the banner of the current show, contents of this week's show. We have a banner with taking you to our Cruel Yule store, and another banner to our Cruel Yule YouTube channel to check out. And also take this time just to quickly remind you once again, next week's show, which will be December 22nd, will be the last show for 2010. The following week, which would be December 29th, there will be no edition of Haunted Radio. We always take that week off to spend time with family and friends. But if you are all good, we might have a little New Year's surprise for you. So we'll have to wait and see how well behaved you all are for the holidays. So with that being said, hope you all having a great holiday season. And get ready for next week's huge edition of Haunted Radio. Huge, huge edition. So thank you all very much. And we want to take this time just to quickly let you know, too. We want to thank everyone who tried nominating us for the podcast awards. We didn't receive the nomination, but we're very happy with the amount of people who tried voting us in. You know, it means so much to me that we received so many votes. And that's without me even going out here asking or begging or pleading for them. It means so much to me that we got those votes without begging and pleading than if we had won it and we begged and pleaded our way to win. So thank you all. It definitely shows me and the world how the Haunted Radio fans are the best there is. So with that being said, this is Channel 66, 6HM Haunted Radio, signing off for December 15th, 2010.
Channel 66.6 HM is now off the air. Channel 66.6 HM Haunted Radio would like to thank the following sponsors for making our show possible.
Haunt Space, the social network for hardcore haunters. www.hauntspace.com. The Deadland Haunted House. myspace.com/deadlandterror. Halloween Trade, the worldwide Halloween haunted house shopping mall, www.halloweentrade.com. The Motor City Horror Club, where horror discussion begins, mchc60.50webs.com. The Halloween Forum, the number one Halloween community since 2002. The original Halloween Forum, www.halloweenforum.com.